Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Donald, and
food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, guys. We are here with Barefoot is Legal Radio. It is one of your hosts, Phoenix. Today I'll be doing the show by myself. Audrey couldn't be here because of some scheduling conflicts. And it was like super last minute yesterday, and it wasn't her fault. Unfortunately, everything has been crazy. I know even in my own life, scheduling has been a lot. We're here with Barefoot is Legal, and Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as sharing health benefits, you know, giving support, and providing other information about this lifestyle. There are so many different reasons why people barefoot, and we need to understand that it's not just some crazy hippy-dippy thing either. And yes, a lot of people who are barefooters are hippies, but there is hard science. And obviously science isn't the only thing that matters. There are so many other things that prove to something's effectiveness. And that is, you know, being able to report on my own improved mental state, emotional state, physical state, even with chronic illnesses and being neurodivergent and struggling with mental illness. And it is very key to me even on a spiritual level and an energetic level, but there is science. You know, as we brought up, I think it was about 2 weeks ago now, an article that I shared, and let me double check what the name was, because I think I actually have the name of it right here, with you guys, just kind of getting into more of the science aspect of barefooting, which is something so many people are so quick to forget about. You know, they just act like, oh, it's just some crazy BS. And no, this is real people's lives. This is real improved quality of life that occurs. But the article I mentioned was Earthing, Health Implications of Reconnecting the Human Body to the Earth's Surface Electrons. And if you follow our Instagram, the Real Barefoot is Legal Instagram, that is, which is Real Barefoot is Legal. The link tree in the bio there, this article is linked if you want to check it out, as well as an article we mentioned last week too. So yeah, you can check that out. We have all our other links tagged too. So I wanted to go ahead and also make sure people knew about that so that, you can find all our links. So the Instagram is Real Barefoot is Legal. Audrey is the admin for that, and that is the other host that is typically here today if you're a newer listener. But there is real science to it. And it is a very complicated thing. It's so different for every people, or for everybody's, you know, different lives is what I'm trying to say. People barefoot for cultural reasons, religious reasons, spiritual, because, you know, religion and spirituality aren't necessarily the same thing. Religion is more so within a social institution, and that's not, you know, an insult to religion in any way, even saying that. Religion is classified in psychology and sociology and in communications as being a social institution, because even the family is considered a social institution. Anywhere where we are introduced to socializing and other people, more than just a one-on-one, so with just two people, or with, you know, like a triad group, like with three people, anything that is larger than that, you know, can be considered an institution. But because even our home life is such a key part of our foundation and upbringing, it is even considered an institution, even if it is just, you know, a family of two or a family of three, you know. And so religion is considered a social institution, while, you know, but there are a lot of religions where that is their cultural aspect of their socializing is barefooting. Like we talked about in the article last week, which was called The Tiny Village, Indian Village That Banned Shoes, referring to India. The writer, why won't it show me her full name? Oh, there it is. Kamala Thyagarajan shared that. I'm already really bad at pronouncing stuff as it is. So I hope I didn't butcher her name too badly. But that was a form of, you know, like a cultural social institution where barefooting was a key aspect of that, because our communities are social institutions. So anything that we are doing with a group of people that is to a degree a social institution, which and so that's why we need to be more specific if we're going to criticize things. People are so quick to criticize social institutions, but we need to be specific about what we're criticizing, because things are not that simple. You know, I think people hear the institution and, you know, get kind of freaked out because they think of, you know, some control, some conspiracy, but we do form our own intuition. Sorry, what am I trying to, not intuition, sorry, institutions in our own lives. And so it's about, you know, what kind of institutions are you surrounding yourself in? Because these are integral parts to your well-being and how you interact with others. You know, we have to keep our own issues in check, but if we're not in the right environments for us, it is very detrimental to our well-being and we can't thrive. And so I think it's important for us to talk on this because we are sociable creatures. We do need some form of social institution, but it's about what is healthy for us and where are we? Are we accepted in the social institution or are we being rejected? And is the reason we're being rejected ridiculous or is it something that is valid that, you know, because sometimes we do have to realize through personal growth, there are things that we need to work on for ourselves. But like with barefooting, if you're not being accepted into the social institution for barefooting, there's a problem. If it's something that is helping your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, any other type of health or dimension of your existence, then that's ridiculous. But if it's your attitude and your behavior and just in the sense of the way you treat people and the way you carry yourself, that may be the problem, then yeah, that might be something to evaluate on. I think it's something in my throat. Sorry, I like muted it for a second to cough because I didn't want to like be too loud. You guys, because sometimes I can hear gross. but so if it's something that is hurting people, then yeah, maybe you do need to reevaluate that. Take a step back. Like, what's going on here? But if it is something that is improving your quality of life on any dimension of your existence and you are not hurting anybody, what's going on here? Why are you not being accepted? Because that shows that there is a problem with this social institution, not with you. And I hope that helps, you know, people kind of put things into perspective. I'm a psychology major. So far I have my associate's in psychology. And so, you know, I'm not that far along, you know, but I do hope to be able to help that information with other people. You know, I've taken sociology, communications, and psychology, and we forget that these are so key to our lives and how we interact with people, and even with things like barefooting. But I think other barefooters are not surprised at all about how our environment can affect us and how a lot of environments, there are deeper things happening here than just, oh, there's a person, I'm here, you know. When people don't accept you for something as simple as barefooting and doing something that is good for you, that affects you deeply. We all are sociable creatures, and we deserve to have environments where we are supported and we are heard and we are actually being heard. I mean, like the other person is receptive to us. This is a need for all of us to survive. And, you know, sometimes, yes, we do have to take a step back and keep our own behavior in check. But if you are not being welcomed for who you are, in a social institution, whether that is your family, your friends, your neighborhood, your community, is that really your community to begin with then? You need to go find one that is going to accept you and love you for who you are. And that's out there. But, you know, I'm a spiritual person. For those that, you know, are more familiar with me, I run the Instagram, The Venetian Phoenix, Venetian as in like planet Venus. So Venus add IAN for Venetian, and you can check me out on Instagram. I haven't been posting as much lately. I'm kind of in my hibernation era, but I posted some things earlier on my story about the new moon that's happening. The new moon happens in East Standard Time anyway, which is where me and Audrey host the show from. It happens at 3:53 p.m. So I'm trying to think what you got. So I know Pacific time is 3 hours. What? Really? I thought it was less than that. Yeah. 3 hours behind. Okay. So this would be happening, I think, before 1, like, p.m. for Pacific time. I'm not sure about other time zones. But anyway, so there's a new moon. And I posted about that if you're more interested in those things. But I do want to add to that, you know, I've been studying, you know, spiritual, esoteric, that's what I'm trying to say, esoteric stuff for years. And there's a lot of shifting of energy going on, and we need to be more aware of the energetic impact that people are having on our lives in general. When people don't accept us, there isn't, you know, and they are throwing negative energy, judgment, that evil eye type of energy. You know, the evil eye comes from Middle Eastern and Greek cultures. It's in a lot of the Slavic cultures as well. There is something to this. And so the evil eye symbol is actually meant to protect you from other people throwing those bad looks, that jealousy or that disdain or those hateful energies. Because the idea is that even somebody's look, even just the look in somebody's eyes can cast a curse or negative energy towards you. Just their own negative energy. And so the evil eye is actually a symbol that reflects that bad energy back. So it just bounces it back. So, you know, it keeps it from affecting you. But there is something to that. You know, when people even just give us dirty looks and are just nasty, just even in their energy they have towards you, you know, a lot of times as barefooters, we pick up on it. And I'm sure we even pick up on it better because we're grounded. We are connected to the earth. And all that healing and just beautiful power. And I don't care if I sound crazy. We really do need to take care of our planet. There is a lot of beauty and power and purity in that. And us polluting it is just, we're destroying something sacred when we are polluting this planet, when we are littering, you know. And I think barefooters are often a lot more aware of littering. Even if you're not a spiritual person or a hippie or whatever, barefooters are often a lot more aware of even littering because we're paying more attention to the ground, where we're stepping, where are our feet going. We're more aware of where is, you know, the trash, you know, and oh, is that dangerous trash to step on? And I think a lot of us do become a lot more conscious about the earth because we gain so much clarity through barefooting and connecting with the earth. And like the article that I brought up, that I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, but that I brought up 2 weeks ago, earthing, health implications of reconnecting the human body to the earth's surface electrons. And this is published by a credible source. This is the National Library of Medicine, National Center for Biotechnology Information. So, and this is government, associated even too, but it's more research-based than like other government agencies, but they're even telling you that there is so much to barefooting. If even a government agency is going to tell you that barefooting is to it, then that just shows that like, we're not crazy. Because even when they're not telling us the full story, which I'm, you know, they probably, I mean, I'm not going to argue that there are certain things that we shouldn't know about. And if they're even giving us like, yeah, like actually this works, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. And that's the interesting thing too, is even, and I'm not trying to get political, but I'm trying to get in educational, informational. And we need to move forward and advance as a society and know what we're talking about and really listening to our bodies and connecting with all dimensions of our existence. And a lot of us are trapped within the physical and not even in a good way. So maybe people don't realize their emotional dimension fully, their mental dimension fully. And it's like they're just physically here and they're not really aware of how deep these other dimensions go and how powerful they are in their own knowledge and in their own emotions and their own creativity and what they can create from it, and are very disconnected energetically. But we're not even, and so we're kind of trapped thinking more in this physical plane, but a lot of people still aren't actually even connecting to the physical plane. And I'm sorry if I sound crazy, but even the science shows. I don't want to dive too much into this article again. I just hope you got, I recommend checking it out. It's in the link tree of the bio at the Instagram, Real Barefoot is Legal, and you can read it for yourself. But since I've already gotten into it before, I don't want to, you know, spend the whole show doing that. And because I'm going to take a quick ad break here soon, and then I have a caller on the line that I think wants to talk, but I want to finish up, you know, what I'm saying before the ad break, and then we can get on with this other caller. But there is actual information that proves that we are typically think of and that we're taught to think of in school. But we do absorb these excessive electrons, excessive electrical energy, and we need to ground ourselves through the earth just like any other electrical, you know, device with an outlet that we see in most other like power lines. And even when we plug something into an outlet, you know, things are grounded to the earth. And I mean, and that is the only way to really have it safely that we know of anyway, because other types of wiring that don't ground that way, I don't know much about electricianing, I'll be honest, but from what, you know, other people have told me about, like, not being grounded to the earth is so dangerous, so dangerous. So think about that for our own bodies. And this article gets into the connection between so many chronic illnesses and diseases and poor health in general being connected to probably the fact that we are not being properly grounded through the earth as a society if we're wearing shoes. And I'm not saying that you have to never wear them. I understand that people have their own reasons for needing to wear them or wanting to wear them. I am not here to tell you what to do. I'm just here to tell you that barefooting is legal, barefooting is safe, barefooting is healthy, and if you want to barefoot, go for it. And there's information on your side. Other people are on your side. That's what I'm here for. But barefooting, it is a key part to our health. And so I do recommend that people taking the time to find ways of grounding that they're comfortable with for them. And maybe that doesn't even include barefooting. There are other ways of grounding. Like the article mentions, there are ways of grounding through special sleeping mats and other devices, tools. And so there are other ways if barefooting so happens to be something that you can't comfortably do if you're somebody that's, you know, just listening and isn't really sure. But if you're a barefooter, like, I'm here to tell you, like, there is something to it. There is more than something to it. There are so many studies listed. I'd have to count, but let me see if I can figure out how many sections it breaks down into, even in this article. Oh, it breaks down to, okay, yeah, no, there's, okay, they break it down, like, more individually. Okay, but yeah, no, there's a lot of, I'm not sure exactly how many, but it gets into a lot of information and studies, and what I'm trying to say is, and I probably, there is information on your side. There are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States and in most other countries. Audrey has, you know, commented on the even before that, you know, through being an admin, she has found out that a lot of people in other countries that listen or are a part of the Barefoot is Legal community are like, this is a thing, like, you know, and they've gotten a part of it through social media, but there are people that come across it and are just like, this is a thing in your country, like, nobody cares about barefooting over here. Like, you guys have to have a radio show and have a nonprofit organization to talk about this stuff because people think it's weird. And it blows my mind. It really does. And we really do need to connect more with our bodies. But like I was saying earlier, we need to be more aware of our environment and the people that are accepting us and how they make us feel, because we all deserve to be safe. We all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to feel good about ourselves. And yes, some people have done absolutely atrocious things. I'm not here to justify that. I do believe in justice, and sometimes justice is not nice. Nice is just being pleasant and going along with what people want. being kind and being aligned with justice is not always nice. But when we all are come into this world, you know, we deserve love and we deserve to be heard and to be understood and to be accepted. And so many of us haven't had that from a young age. And a lot of us are stuck in these trauma dynamics still. And I'm not here to, you know, try to trauma dump or have a trauma fest with everybody. But we do need to start thinking more about how our trauma does affect us. The world would be a much better, much safer place if a lot of people, well, one, didn't have trauma. And then you have to think they wouldn't have trauma if those bad people didn't already exist. It's like, what came first, chicken or the egg? Yeah. Trauma is anything that disrupts your central nervous system. So trauma isn't necessarily just absolutely horrific people. Going through a car accident is traumatic. It's that you can't, and maybe yes, in some cases you can blame a person for that. But in some cases, what, there was ice on the road and a person was, what, they were already going like 10 miles an hour. And I mean, you know, like in a situation like that and they still slid, you can't blame somebody for that. Things like happen. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to trigger anybody either. What I'm trying to say is trauma can be anything that disrupts our central nervous system. And barefooting is actually something that can help relax that central nervous system too. And in a lot of esoteric or spiritual knowledge studies, your feet are connected to your trauma. They are your root chakra. They're connected to your foundation, but they're also the foundation of your body. And we need to be more aware of the disruptions in our central nervous system. We need to be more aware of our trauma and how it is affecting us. And how can we work through it? How can we know peace? How can we find peace? How can we be peace for ourselves even? How can we self-soothe? How can we work through this? And barefooting for me has been a key way for self-soothing. And it's a key way for self-soothing for a lot of people. It helps with my emotional regulation. It helps with processing my trauma, going out in the woods, in the forest, and being able to connect with nature and work through those things in my own safe place and personally, you know, in a wooded area I'm comfortable with. I know, like, the back of my hand, you know. Be able to work through that safely in nature is very key for me. And Audrey's talked about, you know, too, how it's key for her emotional well-being. We need to really be able to unpack our issues. And barefooting can be a part of relaxing and self-soothing. And I know that might be a loaded, you know, information. But I hope that, you know, you guys are able to follow that. I'm going to take a quick ad break here in a second. But we really do need to think much deeper about our environments, the way things affect us. And barefooting is a key coping strategy. But I also want to keep in mind that, you know, trauma makes people reactive. We need to learn how to be more receptive, be more reflective, and not reactive. And that's how we can make better communities. That's how we can have a better society where we're more accepting and more empathetic and listening to people. And people can think that's weak. No. Being empathetic, learning to be reflective, learning to work through your trauma and not attack other people and be reactive, that is hard work for a lot of people. It is hard work because a lot of people grow up where hell sounds lightly. A lot of, and I can even testify about myself, and I'm not asking for your pity. I'm not. I'm just, you know, it is, but I'm also validating, I want to validate those that are putting in the work that, yes, it is hard work. It is hard work. It is. And so, you know, empathy, love, compassion, vulnerability, that is real strength. And so I just want to put that out there moving forward to how we can be more accepting and welcoming communities. because barefooting is something that's not accepted in a lot of communities. And even some barefooters even want to argue with each other and be disrespectful to each other. No, we're not doing that. Barefooting to me is a very healing thing. My healing journey and my barefooting journey have been hand in hand. And so I'm not trying to dump on you. I'm not trying to make this about me, but I want to help kind of show, bring that into the light, especially as somebody who is a psychology major. Like, healing is so important to me. As somebody that is an astrologer and I do spiritual services, I'm not currently, but you know, it's a Venetian Phoenix, as in a planet Venus. Those are really things that are important. Healing is very important to me, and I think we need to talk. But healing and barefooting have been so intertwined for me, and I know that there are so many other people out there that feel the same thing, because I have friends who even aren't, you know, what don't even call themselves barefooters because they still wear shoes in their daily life. But when we go out into the woods and go out into our safe place, it is a very healing experience for them. It's a healing experience for us. It's a very freeing experience. You're able to connect with your inner child and heal your inner child, connect with your inner teenager even and heal your inner teenager. There's so many levels of healing that, you know, we have to do. And if I sound hippy-dippy, okay, but I mean, I've gone to school for psychology too. Like, there is science behind this stuff. I'm not really concerned with sounding crazy anymore, because I just want to solve, and barefooting is on the side of healing. But I respect that it's not for everybody, and everybody's healing journey is different. So I'm going to run a quick ad break, and then I'm going to let you on, caller. Sorry, I know you've been waiting a while. I just wanted to get those thoughts out first, so I do appreciate your patience. But I will be right back.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal. But it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hey, Freedomist Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out, groundwithgia.com. That's ground with G-I-A, Gia.com. Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of the barefoot lifestyle, as well as sharing health benefits, giving support, and providing other information. There are no laws or health codes against barefooting in all 50 states in the United States. Unfortunately, most people don't know this. And this is because of propaganda, misinformation. Those no shirt, no shoes, no service signs are actually illegal. So you're here today with Phoenix. Audrey couldn't be here today with some last minute scheduling issues came up. It wasn't her fault though, but unfortunately circumstances, she couldn't be here. So it's just been me so far. I was kind of talking about, you know, how barefooting is healing. Barefooting is, and my healing journey are very intertwined. And a lot of us need to reevaluate the environments we're in and whether or not they're accepting, but also reevaluate how we can be more accepting in our environments and more receptive to others. So I wanted to kind of unpack those thoughts earlier, but I do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to let you on here in a second. So thank you for your patience and listening. Sorry for not getting to you sooner. I just wanted to be able to get that out that I want to talk about today so that way I can be more receptive and able to kind of spend more time, give you more time to talk and more time for me to listen as I bring you on, since I know we haven't had much time to give to callers lately. Okay, I think it's loading. Hello, caller.
Oh, hello. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, let's just say I'm trying to enjoy the weekend and it's back to work on Monday. I mean, I just recently had a vacation. I'm ready for another vacation.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's like when you go on vacation for more than a week, you honestly don't want to come back to work. You want to, it's like you either want to extend your vacation or just restart it when it's over.
Kind of quiet. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so, but anyway, in the group, right, it's how you just talking about, well, what we've been talking about this entire time. So this person says that they says, I contacted Haynes Mall and explained I had a disability that required me to go barefoot, and they said this, what should I do? They wrote to this mall, and their reply was, unfortunately, local health codes do not allow for anyone to be barefoot inside a facility frequented by the public, such as shopping centers. Sincerely, Senior General Manager. So,
okay, and I'm sorry, what type of facility was this again? I'm sorry.
This was a mall.
A mall.
So this was a mall. This was a reply back from some senior general manager. So it struck me, okay, the very first sentence, pretty well, actually it's all one sentence, but the first few words is really like totally took the whole reply, as far as it tells me that still some people are uneducated, and it's like, you know, you can't say local health codes and you don't even know or even done your research, you know, because as we know, stuff like people like OSHA, for example, they only require employees to wear shoes, not customers. And still, now some people in the, read some of the comments, right? And this lady wrote, I'm not going to read the whole thing though, but while I'm all for anyone going barefoot, businesses have the right to refuse service, allow entrance to their place of business. And this person goes on to talk about, well, she lives in a small town in Texas. She saw people get arrested over the whole barefoot thing. You know,
I don't know. I'm
really
sure it was much deeper than that. Really, if they actually got arrested,
it's really gone.
And
it really doesn't have to go that far. I mean, it's like, okay, I do remember. I'm not sure if I said this when y'all took over the show. I was in Walmart a few years ago, the same one that I go to now. I was in line with a tiny bit of groceries when I got approached by two security guards, and he was telling me about we can't serve you, you know, because you have no shoes. I'm just paraphrasing. And I'm trying to tell, Walmart has no policy and this and that, and they're trying to tell me, you know, this and that and the other thing, you know, and I didn't put up a fight because I was trying to tell them, hey, Walmart does not have a policy, you know, they want to tell me, we can't serve you, you know what I'm saying, you have no shoes, and they proceeded to escort me out of the building, and I just left my cart of groceries there, which was not a lot, you know, and that was by far like going too far. Security guards, you talk about, okay, y'all are just like the other police. Y'all protect and serve, and also y'all supposed to keep good order and discipline inside the store, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, if I was being disrespectful, rude, or if I struck one of the employees or something like that, yeah, you'd kick me out of the store or even put me in handcuffs. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like everybody else, just in there to do some shopping and leave. You know,
you're minding your own business, and you weren't a threat.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't do anything. I'm just shopping. But to
anybody, you weren't
me,
a threat to anybody. It's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? The same thing happened to me. The same thing happened to me in a mall in Virginia. I walk in. I'm talking to somebody on the phone. Some lady security guard talking about, you know, hey, you can't be in here without shooting. Now, of course, I wasn't like, you know, completely like, I ain't gonna say educated per se and junk like that. So this lady, just like they did, followed me all the way out the building. and it completely is completely ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
It's so weird that, you know, for me, okay, if I'm a security guard, right, I see somebody without shoes, honestly, I wouldn't even care because, you know, the mall is so large, right, and there's other things to keep your eye on, and you worry about somebody who don't have shoes on. You know, that's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and people still want to bring up a local health code as well. Why don't you pull it up in black and white and let us see it? You know, I mean, and I've done the research myself. You know, there's no, just like you've been saying each and every single week, there's no laws against this. So where these phantom made up local health codes come from? Do you honestly think that the health department is going to shut down the entire mall because of one barefoot person? You got really, 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 really. I don't really think about that one. You've been to a mall before.
Well,
you know how huge a mall is.
I've been to a mall barefoot. Yeah, and sorry, not to cut you off, but yeah, like I've been to the mall barefoot even, and I actually had a barefoot friendly experience in all the shops I went to. Nobody cared. I mean, I had some customers, yeah, but like some of the stores I went into, like they were just like, yeah, like clearly they have a problem, but they noticed. And there are no laws or health codes against it. And I'm not even trying to get political here, but there are mass shootings that happen all the time. Malls are places that are unfortunately perfect for that even. But there is no official even census for mass shootings, which is crazy, but they happen in the hundreds every year. And at this point, the past few years, there have been over 200, I'm pretty sure, every year, except and maybe 2020, the lowest, when everybody was in quarantine or in lockdown even. And you know what I mean? So we have these much bigger issues that we should be worrying about as safety risks and safety threats. Law enforcement security should be worrying about actual threats to people's safety, not whether or not somebody is barefoot, and that is minding their own business. And I'm sorry, like I'm not trying to, you know, interrupt or talk over you, but I'm sorry if it felt that way at all, but I just had to say that because it is absolutely ridiculous. We have bigger fish to fry than whether or not someone was wearing shoes. So I just really wanted to validate what you bringing this up, but also the person on Facebook, because that is ridiculous. Continue.
I absolutely agree 100%. You know, the police are, you know, there to protect and serve and try and keep criminals off the street and solve crimes and this and that and the third. You know, then I go back to the incident at Walmart, talk about, oh, we can't serve you. Here's the thing. Number one, you know, most likely you're being paid by Walmart to be there, first of all. Second of all, you're not serving me really because you don't work Walmart. You don't have a blue vest on. You're not putting food in the aisle. You're not behind the cash register. So what service are you providing for me? You're just there for the safety and security of the store and everybody that goes through it, including employees. That's your service.
Yeah. They don't care about they're trying to cover their own butt. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, you know, escorting me out the building. I can't believe I went through that again. Then going back to 2020 or during a pandemic or whatnot, you know, went to the same Walmart, you know, and this was like, I think it was before Thanksgiving, you know, for some reason there was a heavy police presence. Now, I guess because, you know, Thanksgiving and Black Friday, whatever you want to call it, which I never participate in Black Friday. I walk in there barefoot just to get turned away, you know, and stuff like that. One of them pulled me outside. I talked to them, you know, and I'm trying to tell me, yeah, well, you know, they can't. I forgot how that conversation went, but you know, I guess I just reimagine it. You can't be in your barefoot, whatever, and so forth and so on. But here's the thing, though, right? You know, now of course they talk about, yeah, well, I can get you the manager. I'm like, no, I could do that myself, which I never did. And of course they got the sign up there talking about you cannot enter in without a mask, right? But I still see people. This is what I try to explain to the cop. Why is it people are being allowed to go in there without a mask, and I can't go in there without shoes?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So, I mean,
people cannot wear masks, so you can't not wear shoes.
Yeah, so like I say, this is during the pandemic. Matter of fact, the cop wasn't even wearing a mask himself. So y'all want to sit here and put the sign. Like I said, you shall not enter without a mask, but y'all still letting people go in without masks. But you turn me away without shoes, then ask I can get the manager for you. You know, so that's a double standard in my point of view. I think that's a double standard. You know, because
yeah.
It's like you talk about a disease that can kill a lot of people. Well, my bare feet is not killing anybody. My bare feet is not making anybody sick. You know, so
yeah.
The people always be. I like to use logic. You know, in my explanation. You know, and like I always say, it's like, I mean, like you were saying a few minutes ago. You know, yeah. Some people do have to wear shoes, right? I mean, work-related stuff, that's totally different, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm in the military, and I don't have a choice, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't have my boots on, you know, I'll be out of uniform, though, and I can't go, you know, past security, you know, to my ship, you know what I'm saying? Unless I have something on my feet, you know, I'm not gonna put up, and this is military police, you know, and the security, whatever. You know, I'm not going to say, well, it's not against the law and blah, 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 blah. You know, if this is the military, that excuse is not going to fly.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you say?
There's different.
It's not going to
fly. Yeah, there's. Yeah.
You know,
and
you
that's
know,
the
you
thing
know,
is
you know
we
what
need
saying?
To be more. I totally get where you're coming from. There's different rules when you're in the military and different people are operating under different environments and different rules, and even our own bodies have different rules. There are certain people who have certain health conditions that cause them to have to wear shoes, even if they'd prefer to be barefoot. And so we need to be more understanding and empathetic, even as barefooters, that other people, it's way more complicated. There's so many more factors. And unfortunately, everybody is doing the best they can to survive.
And
that's not even
me.
The press, either.
Yeah, there are people out there. Out there. Of course, I never met them. I don't know who they are. But even some people are probably in the group or other groups out there that they medically cannot wear shoes. Is it common? Maybe not. But they medically can't wear shoes, just like some people medically can't wear a mask to, you know, protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's a catch 22. Everybody has some type of medical reason as to why they can't do a certain activity. You know, especially the people who are like bound to a wheelchair, you know, I mean, are you gonna really kick them out? And this person says that they have a disability. So you definitely can't kick nobody out. We all know you can't get discriminated against for, you know, sex, color, religion, you know, whatever the case may be. Person has a disability and cannot wear shoes. So you can't turn this person away. And if you do, that's grounds for a lawsuit. And you as a senior general manager, you need to think about stuff like that. You know, that's an easy way for any business to get a lawsuit. Because your whatever so-called rules that you're coming up with, it doesn't coincide with the law. You know, and I would think that the law is over whatever store policy that you may have. So if you're to Mr. Senior General Manager, you need to rethink your position, or else you will catch a lawsuit for discrimination.
Yeah, and that's the thing is stores do not, if they are open to the public, this is illegal. What they're doing is illegal. I currently am locked on my Facebook with like password and then recovery issues. The email I have linked to my Facebook. I also know the password for. I'm a mess right now. I had them all saved to my old laptop. My old laptop died. It's just I need to go get it fixed. Big whole thing. But anyway, and so I haven't been able to get on there. But I'll have to bring it up to Audrey later after the show or this weekend personally. So we can kind of look into that more in the Facebook group and also figure out, you know, what we can even maybe help to do with that, because the law does override. The law is, and I can go to barefootislegal.org right now, but the law is there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in places open to the public. They're public spaces. Malls are public spaces. Do you know which state the person in Facebook that issue was in?
Yeah. Huh?
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if they mentioned what state they were in the Facebook post. I wasn't sure if you...
From Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
So North Carolina, okay. Because I'm on barefootislegal.org. So if you go to, and this is for other people listening as well, I'll explain it. So you can just go to barefootislegal.org. When you get there, there's tabs at the top. Just go to laws. You can go by state/country. Country, and under health department right now, and C is short for North Carolina, so I can go to that. I need to look over this real quick. Yeah, okay, so I'm just going to read the part that's important, and so this is, you can find on barefootislegal.org. And it's from the senior manager of media relations of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Resources. And so she's also from the Office of Communications for the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Resources. This is Kate Murphy. And so it even has contact information if anybody needs to look at that. But for North Carolina, on here it says, would the presence of a person without shoes on the business premises violate any laws or health codes? The presence of a person without shoes on the premises of a food establishment would not be a violation of North Carolina food manual code. I know we were talking about a mall, that malls have food courts even too, but also I just wanted to like address this for North Carolina in general. And then I'll look into the law. So even right here, even in a food place, this barefooting would not be an issue with the North Carolina food health code manual. So that just shows right there that I don't see what the issue is, because even if a person was in a food court and they wanted to use the excuse of, you know, there being food and, you know, food establishments, whatever, they can't do that. It is even saying that this goes against that barefooting does not go against the North Carolina Food Code Manual. So if anything, to tell somebody they can't be there or in a food establishment or in a food court, even for it being a food establishment, they can't do that. They are then breaking the North Carolina Food Code by raising an issue. And then if you go down to the state rights card, and this is still under laws on the barefootislegal.org, abbreviated, and then it has a little link. Okay, let me zoom in on this card thing, and you can print off these cards and to carry around with you too. I would recommend, I'm hoping to talk with Audrian too, and you know, letting that person know in the group that they can print off and carry these cards the next time I would have them. And like, some people really do need to carry this stuff around, unfortunately. Thankfully I haven't had too much of an issue where I am. But the North Carolina, you know, state card, which has the great seal of the state of North Carolina, and that's what it says, and so it's official. North Carolina law protects a person's right to go barefoot due to a religious, cultural, medical, or disability reason. State and federal anti-discrimination laws protect your right to go barefoot in public spaces, such as restaurants, grocery stores, theaters, government buildings, gyms, museums, libraries, trains, or buses. No one, including businesses or employees, can tell a barefoot patron to leave or put shoes on. Risk to a barefoot patron or annoyance to staff customers are not reasons to discriminate. And then, you know, if you want to know more, if you are barefoot and someone complains to you politely, explain that the law protects the right to be barefoot. To learn more about this law or to file a discrimination complaint, contact the North Carolina Department of Justice, and then it gives the link, www.ncdoj.gov. So, yes, it doesn't mention malls specifically in here, but it does mention grocery stores. It even mentions government buildings and gyms. And gyms are areas where you may have more of even of a safety threat, even because of weights and whatnot. And you don't need, and they can't enforce that. But I'm sure that this also applies to malls, just because it doesn't specifically say that. I'm sure it definitely applies to malls too, because it's just like any other store. You can, trains and buses, you can be barefoot on. You can be in restaurants, you can grocery stores, theaters, government buildings, gyms and museums, libraries. I think going in the mall, you'll be fine. But it also even does say, no one, including business owners or employees, can tell a barefoot patron to leave or put shoes on. So that even says business owners. So that brings up businesses. And I think that would bring in businesses of all kinds into consideration, even right there. So if these businesses or even security guards, because security guards are employees, they are employees, and this is a public place, a place open to the public, and there is an issue. Like, that is beyond ridiculous to me, and I hate that we still have to talk about this stuff. Body autonomy is so important, and it's like we really have to sit around and fight about rights for our feet to be able to be barefoot. What in the world? Like, come on, guys. Come on. It is 2023. I can't anymore. It's ridiculous. Oh, gosh. So just be safe, guys. You know, if you please check out barefootislegal.org and check out the different resources and information that you can print off and carry with you. It drives me crazy and it makes me angry and it breaks my heart that this is even a thing. And yes, there could be way worse things happening in the world. And there are way, way worse things happening in the world. And those are the things that we should be focusing on. It breaks my heart that people can't barefoot because it's something so simple. And it's something that brings joy and stability and clarity to so many people. And it's like when you can't even have the good things, that's when there's a problem. Because, yeah, we know the bad exists. We know that there are way worse things going on. I would love to sit around and talk about what's going on in the world right now outside of Barefoot is Legal, but this is Barefoot is Legal, and so it's not time and place for it. And yes, and there are so many important things happening, but we do still have to fight for our right to be barefoot. And if we don't, they can easily take that away from us. And what else can they take away from us? And I'm not even trying to be political, but we've already seen the overturn of Roe v. Wade. And that is an issue regarding body autonomy. And I'm not going to argue either side for it right now. This is Barefoot is Legal. But the thing is think about how quickly and how easily it could be to overturn something like that. And I'm not saying that to scare people or to speak it into existence. I am saying that as awareness. And awareness, just like knowledge, is power. Because awareness is knowledge to what is going on around you. And with that, we need to be aware. We need to be aware of our own bodies and that they are ours and that nobody should have control over that. No government agency should have control over our bodies. And that's not even me getting political, really. To me, that's just like, that's how I feel. And that's how, and to me, that's just basic human rights. That's just, and, you know, so we have to keep standing up for ourselves. And if there is anything that, you know, we can do here specifically and talk about here specifically on Barefoot is Legal about to help with that, any issues that are happening that people want addressed on the show in any ways we can help spread awareness. Audrey is the admin for the Instagram, which is Real Barefoot is Legal. You can send a DM over there. You can send a DM to me at The Venetian Phoenix. So TheVenusianPhoenix. Sorry, I know it's a lot, but so The Venetian Phoenix, Venetian as in, you know, planet Venus. And, you know, and we can talk more. Remember, keep it appropriate, guys. Nothing inappropriate. I'm just saying that as a blanket statement. But if there is an issue going on and there's anything we can do to do more, let us know, because that's what we're here for, is to do what we can to support and speak out and spread awareness. Social media is a big aspect of marketing even nowadays, but also it is a big aspect of social issues. It is a big aspect of communication. You know, we need to be sharing information. We need to be sharing this more and speaking out. And so if there's anything we can do to help, let us know, reach out. But just keep it appropriate. And, you know, we don't want anything, any, like, you know, you and I mean, unsolicited, inappropriate content. I'm sure you guys know what I mean when I say that. But if there is an issue going on, let us know. Tell us. Like, we are here and we will do our best. And because if we don't stand up for ourselves now and keep fighting for our body autonomy over our feet now, what else can they take from us? It's ridiculous. And I'm not saying this to scare people, because fear has no place in change. It really doesn't. Fear limits us and blocks us. If anything, we need to use our, you know, our fears to teach us, okay, why am I feeling this? Where does this stem from? Understand that, unpack it, and move forward. But we can't let fear get in our way. We can't hold on to fear, because that's when things spiral out of control, and that's when we are easier to control. and to put down and to put into boxes. And whereas when we're stuck in those trauma states, those fear states, those paranoia states, and we can't do that. We got to stand up for ourselves and speak out and be smart. Just pay attention, because if we are not pushing further now, I you know what I mean? It could get worse. And I'm not saying that to scare people, because there is a lot of positive change and positive movement going on now, and we have to keep up that momentum. And I do want to throw out real quick, Facebook is doing this thing with nonprofit organizations and business pages, they have business pages, helping them get extra funding. So if you guys, be commenting, be liking, be sharing, the amount of likes, comments, and shares goes into the amount of funding Barefoot is Legal gets from Facebook. As a nonprofit, this funding is very important. This is so we can participate in more health fairs, print out flyers, promote stuff. We don't get paid to do the show. We volunteer our time. Everybody in Barefoot Legal is volunteering their time, and there's also a lot of people, especially Proof, our founder, have put a lot of their own money into this. And so the donations are so that we can get the resources we need to share the resources and information with other people. Unfortunately, to be able to do health booths, it costs to even rent chairs and booths and stuff, and they are looking to be able to purchase booths so we can have people that will be designated and will have the equipment they need to be able to do more health fairs and do more local things. I know me and Audrey would love to get on board with that. We have a lot of local festivals and things that happen in our area, and we would love to be able to promote Barefoot is Legal, but, you know, it is a lot of time and money, and so what we really need is just be able to have funding to be able to promote the cause and to get that information out there with people. Even to promote stuff on social media, you have to pay to, like, officially promote it, like an ad. And so this isn't money that anybody's, you know, for anybody's, you know, profit. This is money so that we can advocate and share that information and do the things we need to do to really get barefooting accepted in our society. And it is becoming more accepted. The organization that Proof has created has come a long way. And I know that he's put a lot of his own work and time and money into this. And, you know, and that's not even about ego or clout. That's not where I'm coming from. It's just, we have to think about these things. And I know a lot of people don't, and we want to be able to help and promote. But it's about having the resources, and we don't want to ask for money from our listeners and people in the Barefoot is Legal group, because we just don't want to do that. We want to be here to help you guys. So if you're able to just watch these reels on the Barefoot is Legal business page, you know, most of them are under 40 seconds, if I'm not mistaken, but reels in general are usually around 60 seconds at most. You can just watch them, like, comment, share them, you know, to your page, share them to other people to watch and like and comment. It's a really simple way that doesn't cost you guys, that helps us have the funding that the nonprofit organization that is Barefoot is Legal needs to flourish. And Barefoot is Legal is a nonprofit with 501c3 status. So we are a recognized nonprofit, and, I don't want to keep yapping on too much about funds, but if you can go to the business page on Facebook for Barefoot is Legal, like, watch, comment, and share, that would really help us and just help the organization get the funding it needs to share and spread more information so that we can get Barefoot legitimately recognized in our society. So that way we don't have to keep arguing with people in stores, keep standing up for ourselves. We don't have to keep regurgitating the law every time we go into the store or go out in public. It's annoying. Or give everybody a spiel. They're like, oh, are you cold? No, I'm not cold. And I'm just like, oh, no, you know, and I don't even pay attention to my feet, even though I know exactly what they're saying when they say it. They're like, oh, yeah, your feet. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I'm fine. Like, and yeah, because when I am too cold, and, you know, being too cold causes issues with my own chronic illnesses and disability. And so if I'm cold, yeah, I'd have shoes on, but I'm not, you know, and it's just the fact that we have to explain ourselves. Nobody wants to have to do this. We would just want to be able to go to stores in peace. And so being able, so this organization has really helped and really wants to continue helping and to push and expand our reach to help get that information out there. But yeah, we have about 11 minutes left. I'm sorry, caller. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we wrap up the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, to also, for some people to still say, you know, that they want to use it's private property and stuff like that that I'm going to address in the next minute. So anything that's open, I do think, and I hope I'm right about this, any place of business that's open to the public is not private. So to me, if a place of business wanted to be private, then there should be some type of a password, a membership, or something like that. You know, private property, I think, only lets certain people in. Okay, so you know, like a club or something. You know, Walmart is not private property. You know, and I think that's what that cop tried to tell me, I believe it was. So there's no, like I said, if there's no membership or door code or a password or something like that, you know, it's not private property. Oh yeah, well, you can't go in because it's private property. You know, and back when you talk about the whole food court thing, you can't be barefoot here because we sell food. Okay, so how is it that you honestly think that the dirt on my feet is going to get into the food? You know, you also got to think that how many people are really okay? Your hands touch everything. You know everybody don't wash their hands every 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And you want to talk about, you know, stuff like that. Well, what if a person comes in there, they probably got the flu, but they cough up a lung and whatnot, and they're going into the produce section. You know, they pick up one piece of fruit, put it back down, and pick up another one. You know, you just spraying your germs. Okay, and anybody think about that? No. Okay, and when the whole COVID thing, you know what I'm saying, the employees, right, some of them, not all of them, some of them were actually taking some wipes and wiping down the buggies, you know, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But are they doing it now? No, they're not. You know, everybody believes that COVID is gone, but COVID is not gone. Okay?
No,
so,
it's not. Right.
So with that, you know, the whole we sell food excuse, that is a absolute hot garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, some person could be walking there coughing and sneezing and junk like that. You go to the produce section, they pick up an apple, put it down, and pick up another one. Then the next person, not knowing, right, comes up behind you and pick up that same apple. Which is why we wash our fruits off when we get when we get home and stuff like that. So being barefoot has nothing to do with food, because you're not going to pick up the piece of apple with your foot.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to like in a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to eat with your foot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, just like when,
yeah.
just like when I was in Golden Corral a couple of weeks ago, out of all the employees that may or may not saw me, I had this one employee talk about, you need shoes. You know, I could have went into the whole, you know, whatever, but I just wanted to sit down and eat. You know, so I just went and put my bare bottom shoes on. I was still barefoot, but I'm sure you heard of barebottomshoes.com. I mean, they're more like foot coverings, but not actual shoes. So you can check that out when the show is over. They're really kind of neat. So.
Okay.
So in that regard, I mean, the level of ever since I started going barefoot, I think it was back in 2013, the amount of excuses that people come up with are just totally asinine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to me, yeah. If I'm running a business, right? I mean, losing one customer is too much. This is why people in the group were talking about, well, there are other places that will take my money if this place don't want my money. Well, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
So
don't deserve our money.
So if Dollar General doesn't want my money because I'm barefoot, I'll go to Dollar Tree. I'll go to Family Dollar. Heck, I'd probably go to the gas station if it got what I want. You know, and matter of fact, to all the newbies for barefooting, just a quick plug. To all the newbies for going barefoot, a gas station is a good place to start. You know, those people are sitting behind the counter. They could care less. You know, Pizza Hut, you know, all the places. Every business that's behind the counter, you know, or matter of fact, even the cleaners. I'm sure you go to the cleaners sometimes. Nice place to start. But like I said, some of the excuses are just absolutely ridiculous, and it holds no ground. It holds no merit or nothing because people are not educated. They don't even do their research. You know, especially since I like going to AT&T. You know what I'm saying? They don't even pay attention to my bare feet. They're serving me as a customer, and I like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Yeah. So it's like people, business owners, general managers, stop with the lame excuses. Do you want their money or you don't want their money? Because without our money, you would not. I should be like this. Without our money, you would not be in business.
Exactly.
Right or wrong.
Exactly. Yeah, and there. What I was going to say before, sorry, I wasn't trying to interrupt. I was just thinking, like, their arguments and their random excuses that they just come up with, they hold no evidence. They hold no science, no fact. It's all fiction. But then they try to look at us like we're just some crazy loopy doopies in the head or something, or assume that people have to be on drugs or homeless or some horrible thing to be barefooting when there's actual science that backs up actual health research. There are credible sources that are literally backing up. Even, let me double check what it was, the one article I mentioned, the National Library of Medicine, National Center for Biological or Biotechnology Information has even backed us up in that sense of saying that, yes, grounding does help and there is research behind it. And, you know, so we have facts, we have evidence, we have science, we have data on our side. They don't. Their arguments are completely ridiculous. And
they are.
Yeah, like they hold no real weight.
They're looking for some excuses just to kick you out. You know, just because they have a problem with bare feet, instead of treating you like a normal customer and taking your money. I mean, it's just feet. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. So if a guy walks into a store with a dress and high heels, are you gonna kick that person out? No, you're not gonna kick that person out. No matter how he dress. Yet a guy looks, like I said, guys in a dress and high heels. Okay, and everybody gonna be looking at like, what's that dude doing? But you know,
well,
but he's gonna shop.
Depends. You know, I don't want to be offensive to anyone, and we do have less than 90 seconds. I'm just letting you know. But I get what you're saying. It doesn't matter what people are wearing and how they're dressing. You know, you're not going to say anything to anybody that's wearing, you know, footwear that doesn't go with the gender norm. Then why are you going to harass somebody for barefooting? Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know,
and high heels have been proven to be dangerous even and unhealthy for the feet. And you're still not going to, you know, we're not going to talk about the health and safety of people wearing high heels, but we're going to go on about the assumed risks of barefooting. Come on. But I do have to wrap up the show real quick. It was great talking with you, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut you off. But this was Barefoot is Legal Radio. You can find us on Instagram at RealBarefootIsLegal, at barefootislegal.org, and you can find us on any other platform. Just look for Barefoot is Legal. But take care, guys. Be safe. Keep your best barefoot lifestyle. Just keep doing you. But, yeah, we've got less than 10 seconds. So see you all next week. Goodbye.
Be healthy and stay barefoot.
Yes, bye.